Hallelujah! And how do you do? Welcome to UA7 Gospel Countdown. It's the 7 biggest current hits in America and more in less than 60 minutes for you. Hi, I'm Mike D. Hope you're having a great springtime, and even if times get tough, you are tougher. And always remember, you got God on your side. Keep the faith and positively keep believing. It's going to be all right. And whether you're listening to the radio in the car or one of those old alarm clock radios on the table where the clock doesn't work anymore or whatever the device, it all comes out the same. We're counting down to number one, America's biggest hit. When the choir master and New G come with it, you know it's going to be a Holy Ghost party. And a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Hold On is the new fire from Ricky Dillard and New G. The seasoned music minister sounding great in the community. And what an encouraging word. Hold On. and the gifted songwriter, producer, choir director, and more, Ricky Dillard, will join us today. Mike D with you. It's good listening, great music. And we'll be arriving at that number one song in America for you in less than an hour. We want to welcome a very gifted choir and worship leader who blesses people with his music ministry all throughout the world. He's so very, very popular, and he's Brother Dr. Ricky Dillard. Brother Ricky, welcome, man. How are you?
Brother Mike D, what a blessing and an honor to be with you on this day and to celebrate and to praise God for a wonderful fellowship. And again, to be alive is another thing that we ought to praise God for.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, every day is a great day, Brother Ricky. Every day is a great day. Hey, man, your new album, Choir Master 2, you got great choir music, man, song after song. Man, that was live in Cincinnati, man, and I'm telling you, you are just on top of everything, just like always. Tell us about that Choir Master 2, A Praise in the Wilderness album, and also your song, man, Hold On, man. I just can't believe, man, because, man, that is such a sensational song, and it's really saying something, too. We got to hold on.
Choir Master 2 is the continuation of Choir Master 1. Choir Master 1 ministered to the COVID pandemic, and the songs chosen in it, the Lord strategically planned them out and chose them, and little did we know that people would be home going through this pandemic, and the songs on it would minister through that pandemic and to the pandemic. Now, Choir Master 2 is a continuation of that. Now we're singing to social justice and social consciousness of what is going on in the world. You know that the devil wants to take democracy from the United States, wants to attack civil rights and a lot of different things for women, health care, voting rights. I can go down the list of things under attack. But I wanted this album to revive the choir, to sing to those situations. And when you talk about holding on, there are so many people in need. So many people are desire a move of God. So many people are desiring things for their lives and for their families. But I want to encourage them to be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. We got to keep going. We got to stay focused. We got to keep fighting, because God's got a plan, and we are included in that plan, and know that when he makes a plan, things are going to happen. So hold on, and I love the Lord. All of those songs minister to increasing faith, shifting in people's lives, inspiring them to live. And that's what we want this album to do, is to inspire the choir, spark it back, make it fun again, and to enjoy the Lord inspiring the world.
Yeah, a lot of things influence life, having its ups and downs, but hold on and lean on the Lord, man. Oh, you guys are saying something, man, with that Choir Master 2, A Praise in the Wilderness album, and of course your latest song, Hold On, live, man. You did that live in Cincinnati, man. You guys are cooking, man. How many albums do you got now, Doctor?
We've got 13 albums out from the day we started. We started in 19, we started the choir in 88, and our first recording was done in 90, maybe 2 years after organizing. The Lord blessed us with a contract. So it's been an incredible, incredible journey, Brother Mike.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you and New Generation, New G, been together a long time.
Yes, 88. We are 36 years old.
Wow.
And I'm grateful and humbled to have made it thus far. The Lord has been with us the whole way. The journey has been incredible, and we look forward to more of this journey.
Yeah, fantastic. And you and New G go together like beans and cornbread, too, man. You're made for each other. Do you like beans?
Yes.
Beans and cornbread, doctor?
I do. I do, brother. Brother, I do. I ain't going to even play with you on that one. I love beans and cornbread. You can name a few other things on that plate that I can go for.
Well, you and New G, man, you guys go together like beans and cornbread, man. And wow,
thank
and
you,
you're so committed to keeping the church choir music alive. You know, I think that that's a subject that I've always been perplexed at the thought of people even thinking that the church choir could slip away in some kind of way. But, you know, I just can't imagine that. It's the foundation of church music, and you're committed to that,
and
man.
It's biblical.
Yes, your commitment to that, man, is just unsurpassed, man. We appreciate and tip our hats to you for all the work you do to keep the church choir alive, too, man. Way to go, man.
Thank you. I love the church choir. I love what it does. It does so many things, and throwing her out could damage the future of many congregants who need that training, who need that sharpening through the church choir. So I agree with you that the church choir is very important and still relevant.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, Ricky, you're a very, very busy choir master, and that's understating it. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go, though, bro?
My brother, I just want to thank you again for this opportunity to speak to your audience, whether it's in America or abroad. I look so forward to our fellowship together. I look so forward to what God is going to do in this relationship between all of us, bringing us together to honor his name and to empower the people around us. So again, I look forward to what God is going to do in the future with our friendship.
Oh, hallelujah. We're all one in Christ, aren't we, Ricky? Hallelujah, man.
Indeed.
Hallelujah. And again, hold on, man. Wow, I'm telling you, bro. It is great. Sounding good. Oh, so good in the neighborhood. And all the best with your album, Choir Master 2. All of your music is available where people buy their music, of course. And everyone at New G, be sure to tell them I said hi, man. And God bless you all. Thanks for joining us, Ricky Dillard.
All right, Brother Mike D. God bless you, my brother.
got a message for you. You gon' make it, baby.
Pastor Mike Jr. has an encouraging word in his song, Windows. And congrats and blessings to everyone in Pastor Mike Jr.'s church congregation in Alabama, graduating from college this spring. And to all students everywhere graduating from college this year, big congrats and blessings to you. Back in the day, Pastor Mike Jr. played football in college at the University of West Alabama. Nothing like the great game of football. And needless to say, PMJ went on to being blessed by his father, Pastor Mike McClure Sr., and ordained to be a pastor himself. And everything has come together just fine. And Windows by the dedicated Pastor Mike Jr. holds down the number 7 song on Urban American Streets this week on the UA 7 Countdown.
Able, you're more than able. Ain't no problem that's too hard for a strong and mighty God. Yes, you are able. You're more than able. Time and time again you prove I can always count on you. Yes, you are able. You are
able.
Ain't no problem that's too hard.
Faithful.
no, no.
For a strong and mighty God is you are able. You're more than able. Time and time again you prove.
Jonathan McReynolds, that's gone from making CDs on his makeshift recording equipment in his college dorm room for family and friends on their birthdays, Christmas, and special occasions way back in the day, to being a well-loved and appreciated international gospel artist today. Yeah, God is good and able. And Able, another number one song from Jonathan McReynolds, features Bishop Marvin Winans. And Able is now the number six song in urban American communities this week on the UA 7 Countdown. This is Mike D. Hope your month of April is moving along well. We're right next to the month of May, which means Mother's Day is right around the corner. This year, Mother's Day, May 12th. And now, some good news. The month of April is National Earth Month here in America. Earth Month, bringing awareness to the mandate of taking care of the planet. With Earth Day being April 22nd each year, and April being Earth Awareness Month, is a reminder for us to take care of planet Earth. I don't know anyone who actually wants to live on Mars somewhere or something. Maverick Way, complete by Maverick City Music, Chandler Moore, and Naomi Rain, reigns again as the number one top-selling gospel album in America this week. Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music stay strong. Their album, Old Church Basement, hangs at number two. Believe for the Live Worship Experience by CeCe Winans is at number three. Playlist, the very best of Marvin Sapp, is the fourth biggest selling album this week. Move Your Heart by Maverick City Music and Upper Room is at number five. At number six is Heart Passion Pursuit by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And Kingdom Book One by Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin is the seventh biggest selling album in America this week. And if you're not registered to vote in 2024, make sure you know the deadline to register. Then register and vote. In 2024, being registered and voting. Now, that's some good news. I might do.
Believe.
Believe in love. I believe in love. God loves you and we love you too. Erica Kimball adds a little reggae flavor to her latest song, and Do You Believe in Love by the multi-Grammy winning Erica Kimball is the number 5 song in the U.S. this week on the UA 7 Countdown.
I'm ready for it, yeah.
Coming my way.
I need it now.
Coming my way.
push on, Mitchell has Donnie McClurkin joining him on See the Goodness. No matter what you may be going through at any time, God has good things in store for you. And See the Goodness from Bashawn Mitchell featuring Donnie McClurkin holds down the number 4 spot for your week on the UA7 Countdown. Mike D along with you as you do what you do. Thanks so much for having us along with you. The 3 biggest current hits in town coming right up for you. The earth and the heaven above. You who created the waters, the plants, the animals. Yes, even man and woman. You who so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son so that we can be rescued, saved. You who with your Spirit gives us joy and love and peace and gentleness, goodness, long-suffering, temperance, meekness, and faith. You who has all power in heaven and in earth, you heal, deliver, and set free. You in whose presence there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures evermore. You, God, and I am so very grateful to you. All the glory and all the praise goes to you, God. You are loving, you are all-powerful, and you are real. And you, from the gifted and very popular Jordan Armstrong, praises the Lord with his song. And You by Jordan Armstrong makes a move to the number 3 song across America this week on the UA 7 Countdown. The Princess of Praise and Worship has her song, I See Good. And I See Good, the former number 1 song by Maurette Brown Clark, moves to the number 2 spot all across the states in the U.S. this week on the UA 7 Countdown. Mike D here, you're the absolute best there. You're with the most highly preferred current ministering hits in the nation, and that number 1 top gospel hit in town is on the way for you.
Countdown Weekly with UA7. UA7.
Join me and my sister, Yolanda Adams, as we celebrate the genius of Twinkie Clark. This is In Him, There's No Sorrow.
And there you have it, Urban America's number one. A beautiful Twinkie Clark of the Clark Sisters song from the 1980s. In Him, There Is No Sorrow, now done by the legendary producer Donald Lawrence. And the song, In Him, There Is No Sorrow, by Donald Lawrence, featuring the wonderful vocals of Yolanda Adams out front, is the number one top gospel hit in urban America, USA. 24/7 Gospel Countdown is produced by Mighty Multimedia. The top hits are determined for research by 3M Music Services. Spiritual inspiration comes from the Holy Spirit. Musical Interludes by Minister Joe Rice. Musical Interludes produced by Rick Callier of Multi Music Studios. On behalf of everyone at UA7 Gospel Countdown, thanks so much for joining us on the radio. As always, good looking out, good looking out. And thanks for joining us on continents worldwide. When you click podcast and listen this week with Mike D, after you hit up UA7GospelCountdown.com. This is yours sincerely, Mike D. As long as you keep on trying, you always got a chance. So keep trying and keep winning. And from everyone here at the radio station, thanks for tuning in any day, anytime. And remember, as Mother Lily Carter would always say, keep looking forward and up.
yes it will, yes it will, yes it will, yeah. Everything will be all right. When you get home, just walk around your house and sing this to yourself. Everything will be
no weapon, no. Oh, 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 oh. Through the fire, through the flood, through the valley, through the mud,
I won't worry
and I won't fear now.
I won't fear.
Every hand, come on, say it. Whatever's trying to come against you, you tell them, say it.
Yes. he did it. God has been so good to me, all I can say is I'm blessed when I'm up and when I'm down. God be praised. God be praised. Every time I turn around, God has been so good to me, all I can say is didn't he? 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 Didn't he?